Welcome to North Coast Nature, featuring the natural history of the Columbia Pacific region. Today, we're talking about the bright-eyed, nocturnal, truffle-eating, northern flying squirrel, one of two species in North America. Its scientific name, Glaucomys sabrinus, means silvery mouse water nymph. While not aquatic, northern flying squirrels prefer to inhabit large evergreen trees or snags near streams and rivers. They are found in forested areas along the Pacific coast from California to Alaska, east through Canada, and across the northern and southern United States. They can reach 17 inches in length and weigh up to 6 ounces. Their sleek fur combines beautiful shades of gray, cinnamon, and brown. Northern flying squirrels' most distinctive feature is the fold of skin connected at the wrists and ankles. Assisted by a wide, flat tail and with their legs outstretched, they can glide from tree to tree, traveling distances of 160 feet at a speed of 6 feet per second. To land, they pull upright as they approach a tree and gently grasp the trunk. The combination of their huge eyes, gliding cloak, and gorgeous fur make them truly attractive rodents. Northern flying squirrels prefer old-growth forests or older stands of trees. They build nests of shredded bark, moss, and grasses in tree holes, usually the abandoned nest cavities of woodpeckers. Flying squirrels also build spherical nests among tree branches. Sheltering in their nests during the day, they forage on the ground at night. As a result, they are rarely observed by humans. Their bird-like chirping can sometimes be heard in the forest at night. The northern flying squirrel diet includes nuts, seeds, insects, fruit, and lichens, but truffles are their favorite food. The squirrels prefer moist forest habitat with an abundance of large decomposing logs, which support the underground growth of truffles. Flying squirrels have an important role in maintaining forest ecosystems. As they dig for truffles and when they defecate, they help spread the truffles' fungal spores throughout the woods. The spores and associated nitrogen-fixing bacteria help trees obtain nutrients and water. Since they don't hibernate, northern flying squirrels stockpile food for the winter. They mate in spring, and in 40 days, up to 6 young are born. Within a few weeks, the young begin leaving the nest to explore and are weaned at 2 months of age. Learning to live an arboreal and gliding life requires much time and practice. As a result, flying squirrel young live with their parents longer than do the young of other squirrel species. Spotted owls are northern flying squirrels' primary predator. Coyotes, bobcats, martens, and cougars also catch flying squirrels when they forage on the ground. Help encourage northern flying squirrel populations by supporting efforts to maintain forests with big trees and snags. Before cutting trees, check for northern flying squirrels by looking for nests and tapping the tree trunk. Squirrels in residence will usually poke their heads out of their nest to see who's knocking. This is Teresa DiLorenzo, thanking you for listening to North Coast Nature.